I got you, Chris Brown. I got you. I got you, Chris Brown. Because that ain't right. Okay. The only thing I can say Chris Brown did wrong is the shit after the lyrics. Like, he could have handled that a little bit better. He could have just said it was a lyric and put it out there like that. But I want to address the girl Tokyo or whatever her name is. I don't know who she is. I have no clue. I know she's probably like one of those hip-hop, loving hip-hop women or whatever. You know, I can't stand them type of people. I don't watch them shows regardless of what. I wasn't the type to watch those. So I don't know her at all. I know she's like one of the new ones. I don't even know how old she is. I know, but looking at her and watching her was like disgusting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, first off, I'm not a fan of a lot of piercings. I'm just not a fan of a lot of metal shit in your face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, one or two, you know, you got some females, like, you know what I'm saying, that nose ring kind of ice it off. Like, damn, that nose ring make her bad. And she aight, but that motherfucking nose ring make her bad. You know what I'm saying? But all that shit though, like she got like 7-8 piercings look like around her nose or something. I don't know. The shit look disgusting, but that's just not my preference. So I ain't gonna judge on that. You know what I'm saying? But just how she was talking was just like, how she was talking was so, like, I guarantee you, like, if she lost it all, if she had to walk into a job, she wouldn't be talking like that. Now, you feel that? You feel what you felt right there? You probably felt like, oh, of course she got to straighten it up. That's exactly what's going on with Chris Brown. Of course he got to straighten that shit up, man. This is his money. He wants to still sell those records. You know what? They're so quick to cut off the money. You don't want to, any artist that drops music doesn't want to lose a dime of it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to lose a dime. You got a simple way to make it where you can't lose nothing. Like, Chris Brown is like a god. Like, people like he's already, in my book, and I'm not even sure if he's older or not. We may be like a year or two apart or something, but like, he's a legend. Like, he's already a legend. Like he can only go down. He's already up there. He's far as shit because like, he really is like, he's like the Quavo for the R&B niggas and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with like whatever he on. I mean, Quavo is kind of like an understatement for Chris Brown. Like, he like the Lil Wayne of that comedy shit. I mean, that R&B shit. Like, seriously, like, is nobody really fucking with him? Because when you think about like dancing, singing, harmonizing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a cappella, like, you know, like performance, you know what I mean? Like he was like Usher 2.0 for real. Like, I mean, some people may have Usher higher, you know, like they may have, and I can agree with that, but I don't. I feel like Usher, I don't know, like, Usher was sweet, but like, nah, I think Chris Brown was definitely the top dog of those two. You know, I don't think you can put anybody above either one of them. But everything is about branding. This man can't—he has a kid. He got kids or whatever. He can't hurt his brand by saying, "Oh yeah, he only likes chocolate girls." And then like, you coming out snitching, telling what happened in clubs and shit. Stand on your words. What the fuck you want him to stand on his words for? Who? The people in the comment section? Here you go again. They don't know you. Those people in the comments don't know you. They doing that shit, I told you, from Nebraska, Kentucky, on a little ass iPhone 5. All them damn, fuck them people. No. Shit, it's about sales. Fuck what somebody, fuck looking tough to, like, if he stand up and say that, he's going to lose sales. So you know how stupid you sound? But trying to force him to say that, stand on your ground. First of all, Chris Brown ain't no sucker. Chris Brown ain't no sucker. So ain't nobody batting the fuck out of him or whatever the fuck. Like, she got to be from New Orleans because that's the like how they talk and shit like that. But I'm I'm telling you, like, you know, Chris Brown with the singing shit, but like, if it go there, like, it probably piped down for him a little bit, but like probably like, let's say like 8 years ago, oh yeah, Chris Brown was in the heat of like some of the craziest shit that was going on in clubs and shit. You know what I'm saying? So they went all that shit, man. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure he got security and all that. Like, they ain't worried about none of that type shit. You know what I'm saying? But for you to come on, like it, to me, it shit, that shit is a drug, bro. Like, I think people will really be fucked up if we lost Instagram. Like, only thing that would hurt me is, like, you know what I'm saying, you can't see some of the little baddies and see how they doing today. You know what I'm saying? They posted, did she post a picture today? You know what I'm saying? Or, but I don't think, like, look at the comedian dudes. Like, them niggas be going through it when the Instagram be down. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly think people like them celebrities. Like, I'm pretty sure she rich. I'm pretty sure she got plenty of money and shit. You know, that TV shit pays. And I think she's pretty popular. Like, I be seeing her, like, on a lot of shit. That's how because I didn't even see her name on the joke. But, come on, though. Like, Chris, come on now. Like, no homo, but, like, nigga, Chris Brown can have any bra. Like, so, and you was, and like, and I don't give a fuck if you was purple. Nigga, you wouldn't have been, you could have been cocaine white. You wouldn't have been his type. That's why he's keeping it real with you. Like, take you out. You are a big joint. Like, I'm a big person. Like, it's not like nothing against you or for real. Like, but you are a big joke and he's not. Like, so it's as simple as that. Like, far as your situation, like, now I know to the other fans, they probably feel the same way. Like, yes, like, that's just like me. If I reached out to like Brianna and I got her to respond back and I was saying some big ass, like, you know what I'm saying, like, sexual shit to her or some, you know, some shit like that, and she probably like, oh shit, yeah, we can go out to eat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't really take that personal. Like, I ain't pulling no Rihanna, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I can't take shit like, I wouldn't be able to take that personal. Like, you can't, you gotta, it is what it is. Like, you a big joint, he's not. Like, so like, that's as simple as that. We, everybody know that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how like people treat the fat people and shit, like, you know, with relationships, like, it's barely, like, for a big nigga to be with a small girl, like, that nigga had to be, like, a really cool-ass nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, like, shit, cuz shit gotta be, you know what I'm saying, like, he gotta be, like, he gotta have his shit together, you know what I'm saying, like, if it's a big nigga that ain't got his shit together, he out here with nothing, then you will see most signs of that nigga by himself, cause, like, they ain't about to put up with that. If they gonna be with a big nigga, it's gonna be because like shit gonna be straight. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know that you gonna come home and it's like, if he ain't cooked no food, it's gonna be some food in there to cook. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know what I mean? And niggas gonna be paid. Cause you gotta be fly when you step out with them. You know what I'm saying? You can't be no big nigga with a bad joint and you looking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, she dolled up and you looking like a fool, you know what I'm saying? You can't be like that. So I don't really see her, you know, why she got mad. It's because I know what it is. It's just that she's just one of those big girls with a super, super, super high confidence level. Cause she got money. You know what I'm saying? She got money, so she just a super, super confident. Because I guarantee you, without that bread or the little fame that and like I said, half the time. Like, and this the crazy part, why would I want to shoot a video on my page responding to Chris Brown if I don't even know the nigga? You did that shit and said what you said, and that's what everybody posted when they retweeted it. Oh, look, why she gold him. That girl wasn't saying nothing but bitch. But yeah, like, I'll say a bitch, and all them, like, the fuck you playing, bitch? And like I said, bitch, like, fuck is you talking, like, what is you talking about? Like, ain't nobody even understand what the hell you was talking about. Like when the video was finished, you know what I felt? the same shit I feel when 6ix9ine baby mama talk. Like, I just be like, yo, like why? Why are you here? You know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood. So like it ain't, if it's slang, I'ma understand it. So like that shit wasn't no slang. That was just some weird ass motherfucking dumbass. That like, that's, first of all, that's how girls do talk like that. Like, they talk in syllables, like, you got me fucked up, something like that. Nah, you got me fucked. Like, that's how they talk. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I understood that part, but it was like, nah, like, you, like, when chicks spitting at me going crazy, like, I understand everything they saying because, like, I done heard it so much. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, she lost me. But, and she, it's almost like she took this matter into her hands as opposed to like, bitch, these are the world of women is hurt. Not just you. Fuck you. We ain't worried about you. You try to make this shit like he dissed you and just you, you only. Nigga, the song is a lyric for the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get your ass out the damn way. God damn, trying to get some, you know what I'm saying? Trying, what the fuck? You know that shit gonna be posted forever. Any news is good news. But yeah, like, you know, to the other ladies, like, bruh, come on, females, man. Y'all wrong for this, man. Y'all hard on niggas, bruh. Y'all hard on niggas. Sometimes I heard all kind of shit, like, he got, if that nigga got motherfucking, nah, I don't even really fuck with dark skin niggas. And when I came, went over his house, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all be hard on niggas, man. Y'all be hard. It be way more shit. Oh, I don't do. Like, it's a, like 90% of y'all don't even want to fuck with big niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't say 90%, but like 50, 60%, like, don't even do big niggas. They may do one because, like I said, like, he got to be like that. You know what I'm saying? But just off bucks, it's like, y'all have a preference there. If that's the case, if you bad, DM me real quick. We about to go get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, that's fucked up. Like, y'all try to drag the king, man. Like, what is shit, man? You know what he mean, man. So what that he had the Rihanna joke, the Karrueche joke. I don't know the other broads. So what, man? He from the hood, bro. He a black person. Like, he grew up fucking black girls his whole life. How you ain't know he just like, man, you know what, man, I wanna fuck with these bitches. But you, like, so you making all of that shit out for a lyric. How do you know that? How do you know that's what he meant? He meant, I'm telling you what he's saying in the joke, bruh, his mother black, man. Ain't no way, niggas, y'all be tripping, man. He not disrespecting. If his mother head nappy as fuck, she still got good hair though. Because it's clean and washed. And work is being done on it. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, I'm a little, got a head cold. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, if my sister's head nappy to the core, I'm still consider them a good head girl because, yeah, it's clean and that motherfucker style and it's being kept up. That's what got good hair. Yeah. Because there's some out here that don't give a fuck how this shit look. You think he really was trying to be like, oh yeah, if you got like natural hair or something, I don't want to fuck with you? No, man. You don't even know. Did he even make a reference in the song about a color? The shit was about the girls with the good hair. You would assume it, that it's like the little Pocahontas joints. Or he's talking about the Rihannas or something. That's what you assumed. Karrueche. You assume that shit. You don't know. You don't know who he talking about. It's a shit. What's her name? Megan Thee Stallion. She's black. She got good hair. A motherfucker like that ain't feel shit. Ain't none of y'all feel shit for real. How y'all feel something from a lyric? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't some homo shit or something, like, how could you feel sad off of a nigga lyric. Like, oh, what did he say? Like, come on, man. Y'all got to do better, man. Like, here we go again, trying to get at another black person. Like, stop it, man. Stop it, man. That man ain't mean that shit, man. He didn't mean that like that, man. He just, it's just a lyric. The shit might, you know how hard it is to make music? The shit brought, might, the shit might have just went with the damn song. Shit. Half that shit is freestyle anyway. So you don't really know exactly what, he didn't mean that, bro. He didn't mean that, man. That would be dumb. I'm pretty sure he has a mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what his baby mother looked like, but it, like, if his daughter's hair, come on, man. Like, if his daughter don't take care of her hair, she won't be one of the girls with good hair. That's just like to you, like to keep the bras that's keeping up with they sell. That's all that shit is. That shit ain't no more. None of that, man. Like, relax, man. He, like I said, niggas be in the ghetto when you young. Mess with black chicks all your life. And then like I said, so, like I be around a rack of niggas. I grew up with a bunch of niggas, like, and some niggas really just be like I swear to God, like me, I'm a nigga. I can get rich as shit and still be with a like, and my bitch won't change, like, far as like her race. Like, you will never see me with no motherfucking one of them Rihanna jokes or not, like you know what I'm saying? I mean, they vicious. I fuck with them. And I fuck them or whatever, but like, it ain't. But I'm saying, like, you would never see me, like, switch. Like, you would never see a white woman on my arm. Like, no disrespect to, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to them or nothing like that. Or no other race, but like, I just love black girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I never admit or say, like, no, I don't date white girls. Like, I never say that. Like, that don't mean, like, you a bitch, nigga. You know, that's not what that means. Like, that's not what that means, man. Like, I don't want to date a white woman. I will never say it, though. But that doesn't mean I'm a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Y'all, this is crazy. That man is an artist. He's making music. It ain't that deep, man. It ain't that deep. I'm telling you right now, ain't none of the bad bitches saying nothing. I can tell you that. Ain't none of the bad bitches feeling shit. And they, some of them is speaking out. Y'all just sensitive as shit, man. Come on, man. Trying to keep putting, then the other girl, back to the other girl, trying to keep putting it out there. Oh, Colt, Molly, Lean. Like, shut your motherfucking ass up. Hot ass, bitch. Like, motherfuckers, man. That shit crazy, man. Like I said, I don't know, man. Like, dude ain't mean that shit, bro. Dude ain't mean that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like I said, I'm a real nigga, like, you know, and I'm pretty sure cuz is too, man. But, hey, when you a nigga like that, like, he a rich nigga, like, so you know how many black girls he probably done fuck with? He probably done fucking fuck probably 400 or 500 black women. So now he ordered this, and I swear to God, as young niggas, I can tell you, I can put some of my homies that used to be with me, some of them niggas right now, I knew if they got rich, I know what type of bitch gonna be on their arm. You know what I'm saying? Just from our talks as men when we was young. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just be niggas' preference. Some niggas be like, give me a little mommy. Give me a little mama seat. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas just be thinking like that. Like, they, it ain't like, when I get rich, like, now to the Kanye Wests. Niggas like that. Why ain't nobody saying that about that? He's with her. Now, that nigga is with her for what she look like. That's the type of nigga you should be attacking. Not no damn Chris Brown. Come on, man. You know damn well Kanye West wasn't best with no black woman. Look at Kanye West's women. He was the typical joint. Like, when niggas talk about shit like that, he the type of nigga they talk about. Come on, man. This ain't, come on now. Dude, but even him, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? Black girls he probably slept with. Come on, man. It ain't that deep. It ain't that deep, man. Chris Brown, Chris, hey. I guarantee you. It's plenty of all kind of. Ain't no way that Chris Brown is only allowed with black people. I mean, only allowing caramel women into his section. Like, come on, man. Like, women, oh, man. Like, I guarantee you that big girl with the piercings in her face, I bet you $20 she don't fuck with big niggas. Believe that.